call the Cache Mosquito Abatement District Board of Trustees meeting to order May 28, 2026, at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Paul James, Hiram.
Kermit Price, Millville.
David Wood, Malaga.
Randy Peaser, Nibley.
Dave Coons, Providence.
Kelly Nelson, Wellsville.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
Jay Downs, Smithfield.
Duncan Guerrero, Richmond.
Okay, thank you and welcome. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Paul James, I move that we adopt the agenda as written.
Thank you.
David Wood, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any question or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Review and approve minutes from April 23rd, 2026 meeting.
Paul James, I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Joe Archer, I second.
Got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Manager report.
So my crew's all ready. I got everybody tested except for two, and they'll be Saturday. The trucks are finally all calibrated and everything. Finally got them done last Wednesday. And everything's in. Everybody will be starting this Monday, June 1st. We have gotten a few calls, not a lot of calls. The mornings have kind of helped with the coolness to keep them down, but we're starting to get some calls. We got some calls from Millville and Providence today, and Clarkson's complained a little bit, but we'll start Monday. The only other thing I have is last night I was sitting at when I first opened the building, Dave Gatherin asked that we get a camera system for the building, and I did, but it was a piece of crap system, and it's never really worked that much, and so we haven't had one for a couple of years because I've put the money into other stuff. Well, last night I was sitting at my computer, and all of a sudden I see a shadow walk across, and I looked out, didn't see anything, turned and looked out the front at my door into the reflection to the front door, didn't see anything. So I turned around, went back to what I was doing, and saw that shadow working the other way. So I looked up out the window, and a guy was walking away. So I opened the door, and I go, "Can I help you?" And he says, "Well, I just looking at the agenda. You guys are meeting tonight." And I said, "No, that's tomorrow night." And he goes, "No, you guys are doing a great job. I sure expect you." And I go, "So you plan on being there?" "Yeah, we plan." He's not here. This is my concern is one of my guys was on the east side, and the bay door was open, and I park on the west side with my bay door open, but the guy's living in a trailer off of Mark Lynn's place there. And I think he saw Hayden leave and shut the door and leave. And because it was like no more than 5 minutes after Hayden left that he came over. And so we've made sure that everything's locked up and what have you. But I would like to get a camera system that is dedicated to, it's wired. It's not one of these that if it's snowing, it's not going to give me anything or something, but I would like to get one. And we've been looking at it, and I've got in the equipment budget where it just says it's my Other on the very bottom, and I can't remember, and I didn't have Sierra bring this up, but under the equipment, I have $932 that is left in that little budget. I've already used everything that I'm going to, but I would like to get an okay from the board to be able to get a dedicated camera system for the shop, partly because of where it's at. It's back there where it's off the, it helps that we're off the highway, but it also can be, it caused problems as well. And we've been all right, but that's kind of got me thinking a little bit. So I'd like for the board to okay a camera system. In that budget's 932, but the full budget, I've got enough to for a camera system up to $1,000.
Where did that, we don't have it here to look at. Where did that 982 come from?
932, so
why is it there?
Because it's under my equipment. It's one of the capital improvement categories on the very bottom of our budget. And so that's where I got the two foggers from. And it had $24,000 in it. And so the two foggers came to 22 something. I can't remember exactly. So there's $932 in that from that capital improvement.
So put in there for the foggers, the amounts were for the foggers.
Yeah, but it's just equipment is what it says. So it fits under this camera system for equipment. So
how much is a camera?
It depends. There's anywhere from, you can go from cheap to $250 up to the wired ones that are got the 4K. 949 is what I was looking for, but then you'd have to the wiring part of it, and we can do the wiring, so that's why I say
the other one doesn't work. I don't think
the other one was I went to Sam's Club, and it was one of those with the Velcro type things that was on it, and it kind of hooked to it. You had to have Wi-Fi and everything, and so you had to hook it up to your phone, and it cost, I think, $150 for five cameras. And so it didn't.
What about Ring cameras? Is everybody familiar with them?
I am.
You got to pay for that.
Yeah, but you got a monthly. Annual. Yes, or an annual.
I use a Eufy.
Okay.
You don't charge it. They're awesome. But they're not wired. They're Wi-Fi.
Are they? And I've got Wi-Fi.
They also, they have a solar, and they'll track. I'll show it to you after.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing.
How long have you had it?
About 5 years.
Do they alert you when there's somebody on the place?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
I kind of think that's what we
do. And that's what the one I was looking for has that. It has the alerts so it can go to my phone.
I think that's what my in-laws have.
If somebody walks up, it'll track.
You can't go there without them knowing, even if they're at Angie's Eaton.
Right.
She'll call you. What are you doing?
Does it have a recording?
Yeah, so the wired ones go to a server that's inside our building, and I've got an old computer that we could use that for.
I've never had any problem with
where there's a couple of them. One of them has solar, and then it's got a dedicated, and it's off of Wi-Fi. I'd rather do, because the shop's so big, I've got my Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi is not always trusted in some corners.
If you want
so I'd rather do wire and just wire it myself, and I can do that.
Yeah, I'm being a guy, we're not, it notified me right away if there's something going on, and then it turned, I've got like a day and a half free of charge.
Not that I know of.
Where I just go right to get that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I know he rings up there, he put a couple of them up there, you know, as soon as there's any activity at all, it could maintain the record. It's his own, I'll send a signal to him for that, but I don't think
this would be.
I agree with the fact he needs to have security cameras. We've got too much in there not to have.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get that?
Good point.
And if you do, then you might want to look at something more sophisticated. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Yep. Okay.
So you're talking records management or something.
Right.
It has a storage. I mean, I've got at least 30 days.
I think the cost that you're gonna incur for any liability reasons is going to surely pay off the $900 that you expect.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm sure you have chemicals and stuff down there, somebody did something stupid.
Yes.
And when the building was built, it was built pretty dang, like our chemical storage building, you can't get in, they've made it so that it's gotta be opened by, it can't get anything in there and pry it open because of the way the doors are set in there. So they've done it pretty well with security that way, but there's still other things that, you know, if you want to get in, you're going to get in, but I would rather have something there to, so. Paul, is this on your home or is this at the school?
It's on my home. The one at the school costs us about $350,000.
I know, and I don't need that.
Yeah, this is on my home.
Okay.
You just have somebody broke in there and accidentally spilled for you, or you want to have some sort of.
You could put one on each corner if you got Wi-Fi on the corners.
Mm-hmm.
You could put one on each corner and.
And that's where I was thinking.
It would trap people coming in.
How many, like, do the cameras come as a set, or can you buy more?
You can add to them.
Yeah.
You're thinking of two outside or something?
Two in the front, two in the back.
And I'd put one inside too. These cameras, I don't know much about them, but it seems like they're getting better. But everybody has a video at gas stations, but they can't tell who it is or what the license plate is.
Because they're grainy or something, yeah.
Yeah.
This even tells you who it is.
I put it inside also, you know, heaven forbid you have an employee problem or something, but it kind of protects yourself that way.
Yeah, I think there should be one inside.
I mean, Big Brother's always locked up.
Right.
Just see something.
Most of these come with six cameras, so.
See, that would be back now, the garage when I came over here. Never recorded, you go over.
I didn't think it would create this much discussion.
What do we want to do? Do we want him to do some more research?
Well, Richard thinks it does, but I don't pay anything. I think we need a good one.
It's got one that's gonna work 24 hours that I can go back to.
But I think it needs to be good. He, you know.
Yeah.
Myself. If you're gonna do one, it ought to work.
Yeah, and it ought to be a pretty clear picture.
Or it's not working.
I can't even invite you and the.
It was like I was saying, the ring cameras I have are tied into my Wi-Fi. I don't pay a monthly fee on them or anything else. The reason is I can go back 24 hours and look at it.
Right.
It's on there. I can scroll back on it or anything. But the great thing is, if there's any activity whatsoever, it can notify me right on my phone. It'll send me a signal on my phone or somebody there, and I can look at it
right
away. Plus, I can talk on it and everything else. You're all familiar with ring cameras, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I've had mine probably for 6-8 years on the outside and everything, and I've never had any trouble with them.
No, they're pretty good.
I agree with the fact that we need to have some security thing.
We live in that type of a world. So.
You're going to want to be notified right now when there's somebody in there messing around, rather than just because you have it on the film 24 hours later, isn't going to do you any good. The stuff is gone.
Right.
Gives you notification as soon as somebody walks in.
And I just looked at it a little bit ago, and they're like $50 a piece or something.
Yeah.
I've got them both wired in hot on mine. Plus, they're automatically timed into my Wi-Fi.
Okay. So.
Paul James, I'll make another motion that we approve you to spend up to $1,000 for a security system.
Do I hear a second?
Joe Archer, I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion of second. Is there any other discussion or questions?
Maybe leave it a little bit open to up to $1,000, but if there's something he feels like it's better.
Might want to spend a little more.
Yeah, then he can come back to the board and say, hey, I got this and I want to do this later. But if you say it to, like you said, $1,000, but with the caveat that if he does, he has that option to come back to the board. I mean, does that sound fair?
I'll accept that motion, Jay.
And will you do some research to make sure we're okay on records on that?
Yeah, I think that's another thing, the records management on that, where you're a government agency.
Okay.
I think you're okay, because I don't think you're really particular, but you just never know if they slip in.
I really think that security we don't have to keep.
I don't either, but you just never know what the legislators slip in.
Our attorney general makes us keep 2 years worth of video.
But
also a college.
Yeah. As I said, I would just check to be sure, because you don't want to get down the road and go, oh crap.
Okay. Who, did we get a second?
Okay, we got a motion, Joe Archer made a second.
Joe, okay.
Was there any other discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Was that it, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing the clerk report as well?
I think so. Yes, okay. Here, trainings, make sure you deposit checks. Next month's meetings will be, have someone from our Zions Bank team coming. He was going to be here today, but with Dave Gatherum gone, Dave wanted to be here because he was with the meeting with Sierra. So they'll be talking about, something, more cash with deposits, more cash with credit cards, and the guy's name is Justin, will be coming to the meeting. So that will be in June's meeting. So it'll be Zions Bank. And that's all.
Review and approve bills.
That'd be here. Okay. In our PTIF, we've got $340,893.87. It's right here in front of me. Why am I turning? Zions, as of yesterday, $344,215.78 in the checking account. We've got $290.48 uncleared checks, so I think that's why she put in there, please cash your checks. If not, if you want to just send them to my account, that'd be fine. And then, so the operating budget's at $3,679, so we're good there. And then you can see the budget remaining there. If I'm going too fast, please let me know. And then these are the bills, the payroll tax liability, the clerk, the managers, the workers, surveillance and custodial, the clerk miles, the dues, which was office equipment, which was Wi-Fi fiber and stuff like that, and then travel and training. Sierra went down for some training, and then safety. I ordered the PPEs, some boots, waders, Image Matters, and then the pickups was two truck payments. So the maintenance on the building, there was some equipment there, and then vehicles, and then fuel. So. And then the operation sites is there as well. So I think that's everything. Any questions? I hope not, because I think I know everything. But...
guess what? If you don't.
That's true.
Okay, I'll entertain for a motion to approve the bills.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
It's not anything to do with bills, but it's on the bills. Why is June 25th tentative?
Where are you looking?
At the bottom. It's under notes and reminder.
Yeah, right here.
Oh. Oh, tentative. Those are just the agenda items. A tentative. So those right now.
Tentative items for the.
For the agenda. Oh. Yes. So on it right as of right now, June 25th agenda is approved minutes and bills, manager's report. So that's what that is.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I got one item I'd like to address. I had an individual get with me the other day, and he said that he notified the mosquito abatement board that he did not want any spraying around his place.
Okay.
Is there a formal procedure that people are supposed to go through on that?
Yeah, I'll address that. Let's take care of the bills first, if that's, sorry.
Okay,
I'm taking over your job, fine. But well, I will address that though. But we have a motion.
Okay. Well, I entertained for a motion. I didn't hear a motion made.
To pay the bills.
I'm getting hoarse.
That's true.
All You're getting a horse.
But you're good at it, Paul. You're good at it.
Paul James, I move that we pay the bills.
I hope you take a horse. Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Was there any other discussion or question? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, is there anything else we need to put on for tentative agenda items? We got the banker coming too.
Yes.
It's all on here.
I have a request, Richard. Hiram City has their patriotic program on the 28th of June, Sunday.
28th of June, okay.
Down at, around the square. Fog around that area.
Yes. We've got you.
That week before, good.
Well.
Week.
I can take.
The day before.
Well.
June 28th is a Sunday. Okay. Hiram Fog. The town square, is that the one down by the live?
The city office.
Okay.
By Lincoln School.
Yeah.
Let's go through this, how to report.
I will. Also, let me address the July 4th. Ned, I've got you guys being sprayed on Thursday night, so that we'll take care of the July 4th for you guys as well. So that's taken care of.
We have a rodeo on Thursday night and Friday night, and then the event on Saturday.
Okay, I do have a lady in Lewiston on Main Street that she sent me a chat GPT thing of the law, and I'm like, nice try, but anyway, so Lloyd, not Lloyd, Randy. So on our website, go to cashmosquito.gov. There is a form there that they have to fill out, and it has to be filled out every year.
Okay.
So they fill that out. It only gives them a 300-foot buffer at first, but if we find that there's West Nile virus, then that shrinks that buffer, because we fall under the public health, the Utah public health law. And so by law, we can go anywhere and spray anywhere. And once we get a disease outbreak in an area, then that law comes, we fall under the umbrella. So it's a courtesy no spray, but when I get somebody like our friend in Lewiston that tells me that they got cameras on me and everything, I honestly don't care, because that person... rights do not outflank everybody else around them, type thing. But we will do a no courtesy, but they have to fill it out to get it.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify myself.
We don't make the rules either. You tell them we don't make those rules.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is clarify, because I didn't know what procedure, what he had to go through. He just told me they'd notified that he didn't want any spraying because he's got pollinators around his place. And so now I'm a lot more knowledgeable on this subject, Woody, if you bring it up.
Right. Who is it?
Kerry, I don't know his last name. He lives by the railroad tracks in Nibley on 3200.
Okay, because we've had there's two families that live right next to each other that have turned in no spray, and then he went over to his neighbor and handed him, printed one off and handed him one. And so he goes, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm supposed to turn this in. So I don't know if that's the guy or not.
Probably them, because he's pretty dominant about, you know, his pollinators and stuff, and he's probably got his neighbors pulled in too.
So. He might be.
And
but
he gives them a lot of free stuff, honey, and everything else. So, it pays
so yeah. But yeah, they need to go to the website, cashmosquito.gov, and the form is on there.
But will your father bother bees?
If they're, that's why we spray at night. So there's two ways of looking at this. So Slide Ridge Honey and Mendon, they have their bees sitting right next to the road, and they don't ever call us. And they said, we've never taken out their hives or anything. Then you've got your local farmers that have one beehive that, and I had a guy in Mendon that he followed us around one night, and we were over 1,000 feet from his hive. So what happens, the bees will go into their hives at night, and that's why we wait until sundown to spray, because once they're in, and we've never had a bee kill if we do that. And that's, we've never sprayed before that unless I know of a place that has no bees, and I'll go and do on a special, like in a special event or something, and the day biters are there, then I will spray. But only if I know that there's no bees in the vicinity, and there's nobody around really for that. But it is a courtesy no spray, is what it is. That's the last thing I want to do is kill bees. But yes, it will. It's malathion and permethrin, both of them, and they are both toxic to bees. But that's why we spray at night.
I'm glad I brought it up. Now I can have an educated conversation with him about mm-hmm. it. So.
And that is on our website, too.
And periodically, we all need to hear that.
Yeah, so. It's good to hear that.
Hey, Richard?
Yes.
You know, you said earlier that you'll do it, you'll stop spraying unless there's a breakout, mm-hmm. right? Is there a disclaimer on the website that states that?
I can't remember if I put that on there. I think there is.
If not, I think it would be really good so that if anybody comes back, you say, well, it's on the website, it's part of that agreement, so you...
In fact, I think it's on the no spray, but I will check.
You know what I'm saying?
I, of course.
That way, it's just...
Well, when you put out a public notice, if there is West Nile, you could include it with that, too.
Yeah. I don't think it hurts to get as much information out there as we can. And
I agree.
That way, when they come back and say, well, it was on there, if you failed to read it, it's not our fault for not putting it out.
Yeah. That lady in Lewiston, she is very adamant about that stuff too, and so yeah, I'll check the website and put it on there if it's not there, but I think I've got it on there.
I think it'd be a good idea.
I agree.
She's
I appreciate
the
it.
Someone that left that voicemail last year.
Probably.
Yeah.
Last name's Holyoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to add to the agenda for next month? I don't know if we answered that. Seeing none, I will entertain for a motion to adjourn.
Joe Archer, I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Jay Downs will second. Let's go home.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.